My name is Jessica Edwards, and I'm the executive director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair. We have acts on three stages, so we'll have about 30 groups coming to perform during the fair. And what we've booked so far this year are the headlining acts, so our big acts for Friday and Saturday night, which are kind of the later night events where we get a lot of the out-of-town people coming. It's quite well attended. So Friday night we'll have the opening act in the evening will be Gypsy Moon, and they're kind of a folk sort of band. They have, if people remember Elephant Revival from last year, they'll have a very similar sound. They're from a similar area in Colorado as well, so that'll be something that will really appeal. They have a very melodic, beautiful sound that's also fun to dance to.
Feel coming from the heart, I'm gonna speak the truth, and the truth is a nightmare, and I speak the way I do. There's a darkness in my body, the skinny bone of fear. My weakness comes alive when my pride's behind the wheel.
Following them on Friday will be Larry Keel. He's coming with his wife. He's a champion flat picker. He's won the Telluride flat picking contest at the Bluegrass Festival there, which is very famous. He's going to be coming with his wife, who plays stand-up bass. So they're just a duo. It's two people on the stage, but they create a great sound.
I'm no doctor, my patients are wearing thin, but I can cure me with good medicine and due perspective. Where things are headed now, waves of clearness crashing over my bow.
And the last act for Friday night will be John Wayne and the Pain, and they are reggae but have a very ska element.
One more trip up to the flatlands where the Red River flows and you can't get a tan. Where the people that you meet on the street aren't afraid to shake your hand. In the venue we booked last week got shut down by
Saturday. We're excited to start with Cascada. They're a band out of California. They do Spanish style guitar. So it's a world music aspect that I think people will really enjoy. And after that, we'll have Polecat. They're a group that's been recommended by a lot of the 20-somethings in town, came to us in November and over recommended this band out of Washington State. They're folky bluegrass again, but they have their own Northwest flair.
I look around at all these faces. I can't remember the last 5 places that I've been, and I don't remember when I was home. Oh, for the last time, when we were alone.
And the last band, probably our biggest sign of this year, was The Motet. They're an 8-piece band out of Colorado, and they are very well known in the Midwest. They're a funk group.
Ready, though while you came, something in the heart of every human being to join forces above the clouds. We are the stardust, you came to dance this out loud. Yeah, say keep on, keep on, keep on, don't stop it.
And so what do you think about the people who you have lined up right now?
I think it's a really exciting lineup. It's very different. Our entertainment coordinator's first year, and it's a definite departure from the music that we've had at the fair for the last couple years, which was also excellent. But it's new and it's fresh and it's fun, and I just think people are going to really enjoy this. It's all very danceable. The groups are excellent musically, and I think. They're also groups that have expressed that they want to come here for the experience, which just makes the experience for the audience and the bands deeper. They just can feel the love, you know, and so I am very excited about all 6 of these folks.